The United States of America, wealthy nation and pretty darn generous, it turns out. No other nation on earth, in fact, gives as much to charity as the U.S. does. $300 billion a year to research charities for curing diseases, charities that feed the hungry, care for the dying, educate the disadvantaged, much, much more. And much of that $300 billion comes in small donations here and there from people who get calls exactly like this.
I'm not calling for a donation today. Mrs. Patterson, unfortunately, though, we still haven't been able to find a volunteer on your block for our fall campaign. And since diabetes is at an all-time high among Americans, we really need your help to raise awareness and find a cure. So we'd like to send you out a kit of 15 pre-printed letters that go to your neighbors on Fall and Drive. You just hand them out or stamp and address them and drop them in the mail.
No donation there, just a bit of your time is what they're asking for. And for something like diabetes, which you or your family may have personally dealt with, or say something like cancer, so many people's greatest fear, why not make a contribution to the nation's biggest cancer charity? Surely most of what you might give this person on the phone actually goes for curing cancer, right?
Now, how much of the donation goes to the American Cancer Society?
78 cents of every dollar.
Okay, so 78%?
No, it's 78 cents of every dollar.
Okay. So if I gave $10, then $7.80 would go to the American
Cancer Society. No, I'm not asking for you to donate any money. We're just asking you to mail out these 15 pre-printed letters.
Those are some of the recordings that are part of an investigation into the charity fundraising business. And believe me, it is a business. David Evans is a senior writer who conducted the investigation on the fundraising, charity fundraising business for Bloomberg Markets magazine. It's in the current issue. David Evans, thanks so much for being here.
Nice to be here, John.
So, David, set these two recordings in context here. They come from a particular telemarketing firm, which in a sense, your investigation is also a profile of this company.
Right. It's a company called Infocision. It's bills itself as the largest telemarketer for nonprofits in the world. They also work for political candidates, typically conservative political candidates, the Republican National Congressional Committee. They also do a lot of work for religious charities. So they have a broad spectrum of donations that they solicit. And we were taking a look at them because it turned out that dozens of national charities all flock to this company. And as we started looking at the overall view of how charities raise money, we just kept finding Infocision popping up again and again.
Now, what are the assumptions about how they approach individuals that either push the line or, in a sense, suggest fraudulent practices on the part of these telemarketers pitching either what they're omitting or what they're actually saying that turns out isn't true at all.
Right. Well, what we found is in terms of making the call, your phone will ring and you won't see Infocision on your caller ID. What you'll sometimes see is the name of the charity. So you think you're getting a call directly from the charity. And then sometimes the person who's on the phone, rather than saying that they're working for Infocision, will describe themselves as a volunteer.
A volunteer for the charity.
Exactly.
Even though they are a paid employee of this fundraising organization.
Exactly.
I see. And what about the percentage of money that goes to the actual charity? And this has been a subject of all kinds of gray area, murky disputes going back for decades. But this is an interesting new twist.
Well, it's interesting because the U.S. Supreme Court, there were some big cases that made it all the way up there that said there's no obligation for a fundraiser to say how little is actually going to the charity. However, whatever you do say has to be accurate. So we were able to get hold of scripts and as you heard, recordings where there are big lies being told about how much of the money is actually going to charity.
So, for instance, in this call that we just heard, a person is being told that of every donation that they make to this telemarketing voice, 78% of it goes to the American Cancer Society. Based on the contracts that you've seen between the American Cancer Society and Infocision, what's the real number?
Well, we know it's actually less than half. In some cases, it's much less than half. The year 2010, the contract between Infocision and the American Cancer Society projected that the society would get 44% of the money raised. The script that was used said 70% of the money overall is going to the Cancer Society. $5.3 million was the total amount raised from contributions from this campaign. The total amount that was retained by the professional solicitor, that's Infocision, was $5.4 million, $100,000 more than everything.
Explain how in your investigation you actually pulled back the curtain for some contributors and what their emotional reaction was.
Right. Well, the person whose call you heard at the opening of the piece, Carol Patterson, she's a retired 64-year-old school teacher in Ohio, and she just thought she was doing a good thing when she got this call. And when I asked her, what do you think the percentage is that actually goes to the charity, she gave a very intelligent answer. She figured 70-80%. And then when I told her and showed her the contract, which estimated that 85% of the money raised would go to the fundraiser, and then in fact only 78% went to the fundraiser, she was flabbergasted. I mean, she felt betrayed, and she wasn't mad at Infocision. This is the interesting thing. She was not mad at the telemarketer, and this happened with other folks that I spoke to. She's really angry that the charity would allow a telemarketer to use lies to solicit her money.
Talking with David Evans, investigative journalist for Bloomberg Markets magazine, if I was an Infocision employee and I underwent some of their training to how to behave on the phone to raise money, how might I be taught to take liberties possibly with the truth or do a sell job that might get us into some murky territory?
We really don't know. I mean, the fact is we have the scripts, and the scripts contain basic misrepresentations about how much of the money is going to charity. Now, I have a little portion I'd like to read you from an Infocision pamphlet on how they write scripts.
Sort of a training document.
Training document. Under the heading, Identify the Emotional Trigger, they say, and this is a quote, "It really doesn't matter whether you're selling a children's charity, a political appeal, or a miracle diet plan. Telephone purchases and donations are made on impulse. These are not dictated by reason or logic, but by feelings of emotion. We are very familiar with the emotions of fundraising, sympathy, fear, anger, guilt."
David Evans conducted an investigation into the charity fundraising business for Bloomberg Markets magazine. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.